Music inspires so many people, and for local musician Greg Fleury, it is his passion for classical music that inspires him to play.
My name is Greg Fleury, and I am a classical cellist. I started playing the cello around the age of 11. That wasn't my first introduction to the musical scene, however. I started playing the piano at the age of 4 and transitioned over to the euphonium, or baritone. Looks like a small tuba, and it's similar in range to the trombone. The cello has a similar range to the baritone, which is how I became familiar with it when I, you know, played in orchestras in middle school and wanted to stay with that lower range and, you know, broaden my musical experiences with the cello. And very quickly, I dropped the baritone. I wish I'd still kept up with the piano, though. Sad. However, I very quickly fell in love with the cello and made that my main musical passion from there. And lots of the other kids in the orchestra had already been playing since the age of 6 or 7, whenever they start music in the 3rd grade in the public school. Since I did not start in the public school system, I didn't get that opportunity. So I had lots of room that I had to catch up on. And that was kind of what spurred me to keep the traction going. I have a cello performance degree, or rather a music performance degree on the cello from Gettysburg College, and a minor in economics. I started out as a chemistry and music double major, very quickly found out that I do not like chemistry one bit. Was not the experience I was expecting. So I quickly dropped that and went into music 110%. I've been teaching for about 10 years, unofficially, and officially since about 2016 when I graduated from Gettysburg College. I've taught at a variety of different schools around the area, the State Street Academy in Harrisburg, Perfect Fifth Music and Arts Center over in Mechanicsburg, the Penn Square Conservatory down in Lancaster, and I also am an adjunct faculty member through the Elizabethtown College music department, and I teach through the prep division there, so I have a couple students that go through there, and obviously I have an independent studio outside of that, so I have people that reach out to me on their own without having those schools as an avenue for them to talk to somebody about getting lessons. And because of having so many years of teaching, I really began to develop my own methodology on how to approach different topics with the cello. And that, in combination with my own etude studies, my own technical studies, because I really wanted to take my own playing and my own technique to the next level after I graduated from college. And I was able to really start putting together my ideas on paper, and I started writing my own book series. I have the first draft completed so far. It's going to be about 4 or 5 books long so far. And the first one, so the series is called Simply Cello. Book one is just on music notation and an introduction to the instrument. So it's for somebody who has no idea what a note is, what staff means, or what the cello even looks like. It does look like a big violin. It does not look like a guitar, maybe a little bit, but it only has 4 strings. And then it walks you through the different ways to hold the bow, which is another part of playing the instrument, you know, how to engage with the instrument and a whole bunch of stuff. And then I have my own methods for understanding how to play scales, what goes into those, what is a scale, and that will be the first book. the second book expands on those ideas, and then books 3, 4, and 5 are just a whole bunch of advanced concepts that I have the notation for written down. I just need to put the rest of my ideas down and revise it so it doesn't sound like jumbled ramblings of a madman. So I am excited to see if I can get a publisher to take it and run with it.
So is it true that you played in Carnegie Hall?
It is true. I have played in Carnegie Hall in the large Isaac Stern Auditorium. The year was 2013, I believe. I was in my sophomore year of college, and I got the opportunity to play with the local Hershey Symphony Orchestra, their community orchestra, so it was really an exceptional opportunity for all of us. And we all took a bus trip up to New York City, and we all got to play on Carnegie's stage, the very famous stage where anybody who's been anybody in music has been. And the hall is a very interesting place architecturally because there are no curtains in the large auditorium, and the walls are actually curved. So they really had optimal acoustics in mind when they designed it. So that's an interesting thing to look at when you go. It's also a very deceptive building because when you go up to it, it's surrounded by a whole bunch of skyscrapers that are many hundreds of stories taller than Carnegie Hall. But then when you go into the auditorium, you are on the top floor of the auditorium. So you just look down like 4 or 5 stories and it's like, oh my God, this huge thing is in front of me. I did not realize that this tiny building had such a huge auditorium inside of it. So it was an incredible experience. It was awe-inspiring and kind of helped to ignite my passion for pursuing the cello full-time in college.
Greg, thanks so much for being here and talking about your experiences with playing the cello and being a cellist. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always happy to share my love of the cello with any and everyone. The other.